The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Michael Doyle is with me, the senior news reporter with the Irish Sun. Michael, people might have heard the news at this stage that James Lawrence, he was Conor McGregor's co-defendant in the Nikita Hand case, has taken legal action against her. What can you tell us about this?
That's right, Kieran. Yeah, today lawyers for James Lawrence have issued a plenary summons against Nikita Hand that was lodged in the High Court. And basically, he's seeking damages for malicious prosecution and for malicious abuse of process of the court. He's also looking for aggravated and punitive damages, and he's looking for his costs. Now, this all goes back to the High Court case last November when a jury found against Conor McGregor was found in favour of James Lawrence that he did not sexually assault her in the Beacon Hotel back in December 2018. Now, along with this plenary summons, lawyers for James Lawrence have issued a statement. Kieran Mulholland, he said that he confirmed that proceedings had been launched. He described the allegations that were made against Mr. Lawrence as highly improper and vexatious. He said he did not assault her, nor did he rape her. And Ms. Hand accepted this, but prosecuted our client for compensation. He said that James Lawrence was reluctantly bringing this to protect his reputation and his family in the pursuit of justice to ensure truth and transparency. Now, as I said, they were lodged today. Nikita Hand has 8 days in which to kind of respond to them or via her lawyers.
And remind us briefly, Michael, what happened in the original case in terms of what did the court decide James Lawrence had done or not done, and what decision did they make around costs for him?
Well, back in the original case, I guess the case basically centred on this incident, alleged incident in the Beacon Hotel where she accused both Conor McGregor and James Lawrence of sexually assaulting her. She accepted in cross-examination that it may or may not have happened in relation to James Lawrence, so there was certainly some dispute in relation to that. And ultimately, the jury did find that Conor McGregor did sexually assault her and that James Lawrence did not. And he left court kind of almost with his reputation intact in many ways, but they found that the court awarded her €248,000 in relation to this. James Lawrence made an application to his costs, as is normal in many of these High Court cases, and the judge of the original case actually did not award him his costs because there had been some dispute throughout the case that whether Conor McGregor had actually paid him these costs. And as a result, the judge didn't think that he should be entitled to his costs based on the fact that this could be an award that would go back to Conor McGregor and would ultimately be higher than the award that the High Court had awarded her for finding up the case.
Listen, Michael, thanks a million for talking us through that, making sense of it. Michael Doyle is the senior news reporter with the Irish Sun.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.